Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. This is Colleen Decker with Atlantico Animal Health, and we appreciate all of you joining us on such short notice this afternoon for what we believe to be a very exciting business development announcement from Elanco. Jeff Simmons, the Elanco president, is with us today, as well as Rob Aukerman, who is our U.S. president of operations, for speaking with U.S. Press. We will have about 15 minutes of prepared remarks from Jeff and Rob, and then we'll open it up to your questions. So, Jeff, please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody's time today. We would like to make an announcement that Elanco today is announcing that we will invest approximately $100 million to purchase a minority equity stake in China Animal Healthcare, one of the leading players in the animal health industry in the People's Republic of China. The investment expands Elanco's commitment to China with the goal ultimately of providing innovative, safety-enhancing food production solutions to help meet the growing food demands and the nutritional needs of the Chinese people. Why China? And I think that I want to just highlight a few things that we have highlighted and spent a lot of time the last 3 years to 5 years talking about. And I believe this is action that is backing up our vision, which is we do believe strongly that by 2050, we need 70% more food. And 70% of that is going to come from innovative solutions that Elanco provides. I've also, and our company has emphasized that we are living in this period between 7 billion and 9 billion people. This is not an infinite problem. Beyond 2050, population growth will slow. But in between the 7 and the 9 billion people, there's 3 billion that will emerge into this middle class. And no country represents that more in this period of time than a country like China. We believe we must play globally as well as locally. So China's rapidly increasing middle class is driving significant demand for more meat, milk, and egg consumption. Experts predict a 75% increase in demand for animal protein by 2050, predominantly driven by Asia. China has one of the largest food animal industries in the world, and its historic small farms are growing and innovating as part of China's focus on increasing food security and rural income. Elanco is committed to providing innovative solutions to enhance food production and companion animal care. In China, we are working with local stakeholders to improve the health and the performance of animals and help to support a growing supply of safe, affordable, and abundant food. Just a couple comments on China Animal Health Care. It is one of the largest animal health companies in China, and it focuses on manufacturing, selling, and distributing of animal health products. The company sells products to large retail customers, large poultry enterprises, and veterinary stations in China, as well as employing over 2,000 sales representatives that work at the village level. Our sizable financial investment in China Animal Healthcare builds on our long-term commitment to China. I'd like to now just take a moment, as this is primarily U.S. press, is I've asked Rob Aukerman, the president of U.S. Elanco, to share a little bit of his perspective on what this does for opportunities for really global customers.
Thank you, Jeff. I think it's obvious that the importance of China is clear. It's clear to all of us in Elanco. It's clear to our customers around the world. And while this is a hugely important step in building and expanding our relationship with China, we also are committed to working within the country, collaborating with leading companies such as China Animal Healthcare to support the country's food security and rural modernization efforts. And we believe that this development, this relationship, will ultimately enhance current relationships within the government and advance opportunities for key stakeholders and to the benefit of existing markets around the world. And certainly the U.S. will be one of those beneficiaries.
We will open the line for questions and take any questions that you all might have at this point. Operator?
One moment.
Operator, are the lines open?
Yes, the lines are now open. Please go ahead.
Excellent. So if anybody has a question, please feel free to bring that forward now.
Yeah, this is Alan Newport with Beef Producer Magazine. Can you hear me?
Please. Yes, we can hear you, Alan. Please go ahead.
Thanks. So will Elanco's technology be shared in China, marketed in China, et cetera, and will their technology be in turn marketed here? How's that arrangement going to work?
Alan, this is Jeff Simmons. Very good question. First, I would start with what we already are doing before this collaboration. We have a research hub that is located in Shanghai. We have a couple of very key collaborations with research farms as well as even research companies there. And that technology is it is in China for China, but we've got a lot of our global innovations are already being marketed or in a regulatory review process currently in China. So we start by saying one of our key objectives as a global company is to globally innovate. Now, we take each country by country and work directly with them on, is this innovation something that is of value? Is it something that's desired? Is it something that the science is interested? Is it practically even possible? So by country around the world, I start with that premise to say that's our innovation strategy and approach. And as we go forward with this collaboration, which starts first in an investment mode and then we'll move to a collaboration mode, we will look at those opportunities, their pipeline, their innovations, and ours in the same way. We do believe strategically, as I mentioned, with over 2,000 reps at the village level, at the farm level, that this will, we believe, in the medium and long term, enable us to take the innovation to the farm in China.
I see.
This is Joe Roybal with Beef Magazine. What types of innovative solutions you mentioned that Elanco can provide, are you speaking of specifically?
I would say that they fall into our three kind of key categories on the food animal side and then the companion animal side. On the food animal side, our range of health products for the health of the animal. Secondly, is on productivity as well as food safety. Those are the three categories. And I don't know if going into a specific product really matters. What I would say is we're looking at globalizing our pipeline, and with the significance of China on the food animal side, that's very important. On the companion animal side, we're also looking as well. Rob probably could speak to that better than me. From an urban perspective, it may be more Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong oriented, but we see the same thing. So unless we say it's not economically viable, it's not practical, or, you know, it's not something that's desired by the country for certain reasons at this point in time, we always work in a collaborative fashion with the country, and we do this in China like we do it in other countries around the world. Is this something that's desired or not? So I don't know if I can get into specific, but I would say all of those classes, again, in summary, health, productivity, food safety on the food animal side, and then the full range on companion animal, we will work with the country, and we will look to globalize as much of the pipeline that makes sense from a value perspective.
As regards to food animals, are you working within, are the opportunities within specific species?
Yeah, there's no question that there are certain species that are of more significance, but we see, so there's no question that pork and poultry are lead, but I would say as we step back and look at dairy, beef, you know, you're going to hear more and more from us about opportunities where we see gaps. And as the middle class comes, they move from rice and beans to fish, eggs, and you know, transition then to poultry, pork, beef. And what we see as we go forward, these gaps are, as GNP grows, beef there's a gap, dairy there's a significant gap as they go forward. We're looking at those trends as we look at a pipeline that can take 3, 5, 7 years out. These food gaps matter. So I would start by saying, no question for us, it's pork and poultry, but you know, dairy, beef, coming quickly behind.
Jeff, this is Andy Vance with Feedstuffs. I think for a lot of us, the pull of China makes a lot of sense. How did you decide that the investment in China Animal Health was the right play to expand your presence in China as opposed to other potential ventures you might have considered?
Well, I think it started first with the geography. We felt like China is vital for our future. As a market, but as well, I think we looked at it from a global standpoint. And as we look at, you know, Rob could share a little bit more maybe on the U.S. and other customers around the world, but the global food chain benefits when we raise the bar on the overall health and the affordability and the abundance of food. And so we start there by saying you can't do that long-term without being in China. So we started at a geographic level. And then as we moved down and started to say within China, we need quality. We need a company that has the same vision, and we believe the value and the belief in food security and enriching lives with food, that mattered to us. So, you know, the values, quality, the vision were the same. And then we had to look at key capabilities that were critical. So being able to get to the farm level, being able to influence production systems, being able to have manufacturing capabilities were all part of the criteria that became critical for us as we went forward. So that was a little bit at the high level before we got into the financials and the terms of the deal. So this is a process that's taken a long time because we believe this is a long-term play. And we're very committed to China. We're very committed to increasing the quality of innovation around the world that ultimately increases the security, the safety of food, which means the benefit to people. That matters a lot to us. And candidly, that's what excites me today is this is a major step forward for safe, abundant, affordable food. The four words that candidly is all of our message and all of our charge in agriculture today.
As a follow-up, Jeff, could you give us an update on the situation relative to China and ractopamine, at least from the company's standpoint, what you're watching there, any developments we should be aware of?
Well, this is Rob Aukerman. I'll make a few comments on that. First of all, we don't want to comment too specifically on we don't want to dedicate time today to talk about the whole trade and ractopamine situation. That's ongoing, and obviously we have a lot of resources dedicated to that, as do others. What I will say is this: this whole investment that we're making in China Animal Healthcare is part of a long-term strategy that we hope will enhance relationships within the government and other key stakeholders, key influencers within China, that will help us bring resolution and increased dialogue around issues like this.